By the way, I quit.
This one's hard for me, guys.
It's almost like an end of an era here.
What the fuck? How is this happening right now?
Ooh. Matt, did he come flying in?
Not everyone's going to finish the race, will they?
He's a good, good human.
Should I get him back now all to myself?
Sure, my hair looks decent.
His job in this race...
It's come to an end.
We'll just go around and do the GMs. GM.
Fred is a very interesting story. Fred was introduced to me about 3-4 months after I started Banter.
That's CryptoBanter.com.
I was consulting on a project called Crypto School.
And he was introduced to me as a writer. And what I needed was I needed someone to help me write some material for Crypto School, which I was about to launch.
He gave me a call wanting to get to know who's going to be working on it.
Ryan wanted to have a chat with Fred first to make sure he was the right guy.
We kicked off a conversation that was meant to be 10 minutes, which took probably about an hour and a half.
And man, did he come flying in, and did I now hear about Ryan Neuner for the first time. But the way that Fred's face lit up, like this was someone he has been following religiously for so long. And I think just the excitement and the opportunity in that split second before he'd even gotten on the phone with Ryan.
I was about 8 hours away by car, and 48 hours later, I met him in a coffee shop to discuss a media company called Crypto Banter.
Seemed like a great guy. I was on this journey completely on my own. And I was like, hey, like, why don't you work with me? Like, I don't know how we're going to make money. I have no revenue plans for Banter. It's just a YouTube show. Why don't you come work with me? And he said, like, well, how are we going to make money? I was like, I have no idea. But we'll work it out as we go along.
This is it. This is the spaceship or the rocket that's going to catapult him to what he's been fighting for and believing is going to be something of a career for him.
Where we had nothing but a camera, a laptop, the two of us, and a vision of creating the most powerful and profitable community in the world.
And we used to research together, and he used to write like some notes to write a show. And then when the coffee shop closed at 4 o'clock, we paid them like $30 to stay open for us for one more hour while they were cleaning. And we used to then switch on the camera, and I used to go live, and Fred was just sitting opposite me at the table.
Welcome back to CryptoBanter.com. I'm Crypto Man Run.
And that's how we started Banter. No one used to watch. I mean, it was like, if we got 1,000 views, it was a lot. But the more work we did, the more people started showing up, the more alpha we gave, the richer people became, and the more people loved us. And it just started like, the audience just started growing and growing and growing. We were still sitting in this coffee shop. I mean, if you go look at some of the old videos, I had these big headphones on and I had people sweeping in the background while we were like people cleaning the coffee shop because they wanted to go home. And that was literally the beginning of Banter. And at the time, we had zero idea of what Banter was going to be. We didn't even want to make money out of it. We just wanted it to make us better investors. Because we figured that if you put a camera on, we will need to bring alpha. We will be accountable to whoever we're streaming to bring them alpha. And that would force us to research. And if we research, we would become better investors. And if we became better investors, we'd make more money in crypto. Little did I know that 2 years later, that was going to be the most successful media channel in crypto history.
And the way that people looked at me, it was so crazy. I was like, these oaks are all motherfucking famous. This is nuts.
Not everyone's going to finish the race with us. Some people have been good to us and will be good to us, or have been good to us to get to where we need to get to. But they're not the people that we need to go forward.
It's like when you're cycling the Tour de France and you're in a peloton and you've got a certain function that you need to do in the peloton. Either you're climbing the hills or you're doing the sprints or whatever it is. When your function is finished and you've given everything that you've given to the race, you fall to the back of the peloton and you let the rest of the people do their work.
Now, I think probably it's a good time to announce that Fred, in September, will be leaving us.
What the fuck? How is this happening right now?
My bruh, my Fred. This one's hard for me, guys.
It was absolute shock. I was not expecting it at all, in any way, shape, or form. And my first question was, does Ran know?
Well, it's almost like an end of an era here. You know, Fred is one of the founding members of Banter. He's one of the big guys here. Well, he is, you know, one of the biggest guys here. And a very smart guy. And he's always brought like a soft edge to Banter. And he's just always been like a nice sort of, what do we call it? A nice head in this place, if you know what I mean.
I think he's been an amazing, amazing partner, co-founder. I think he was absolutely, absolutely amazing for that part in the race. And I couldn't have wished for a better co-founder at the time. But his job in this race...
It's come to an end.
It's come to an end. And he opted... I think I mentioned to you guys a while back when I did ayahuasca.
He came to me and I said to him, look, ayahuasca told me exactly what's going on. And he said, you know, you're 100% right. I kind of want out. And in 6 months, you know, Let's just say that in 6 months I'll be leaving.
Get to a point where you can feel your purpose has been served, and that's okay, because I believe that I have helped this business become successful, helped this business scale and grow its teams. But we have some amazing partners and team members that we work with that are effectively fresh legs on the field, and you need the best players to take the team to the World Cup. I think I've played the first few games to the semi-finals, but it's time to get some fresh legs on the field to take this to the World Cup final.
And I think what he finally realized is that he's so stressed out trying to keep maintaining control over everything when actually it's operating on its own, and therefore feels redundant, and therefore realized he's the beginning process guy. He's not the operations guy thereafter. And I think that's what subsequently led to him being like, okay, I now know where my value lies. I know what I'm the best at, and I'm no longer needed here actually anymore.
We spent 6 months building, well, putting together the pieces so that when Fred leaves, it'll be an easy transition. And to be honest, we're recording this 5 months into 6 months, and today pretty much Fred does very, very little. And that's cool.
Like Mecca of the operation, yeah? Where all the utility basically in this whole company stems from these two seats. So this is over here. Dave? GM?
GM.
That's a good GM. He had a good weekend. I know that.
Good.
Ooh, I've got a meeting.
I mean, it's not like he's not going to be removed from the Banter Management Group, okay? He's going to be there forever. He's not allowed to leave. He's probably just going to be like talking about, what is that thing called? Smoking chicken fish thing. That's probably, he's going to be shilling that for the rest of his life.
I think the thing I'll miss the most about Fred is how funny and lighthearted he is. He doesn't take anything too seriously. And when he also keeps Ran in a good mood, honestly. Like when Ran's very business focused, Fred's still here having a good time, and I think that's probably one of the biggest things I've learned from him, is that it's only as fun as you make it, right? Like, if you're having a good time, people around you are having a good time, and he's always one to crack a joke, so it's hard not to have a good time around him.
He's going to be missed a huge, huge, huge amount.
He has been one of my key mentors in Banter, and one of the main things that I come to him now is like, Fred, but am I still gonna be able to call you? You know, whenever I have a creative problem, can I call you? It's hard to imagine not having Fred around.
When he looked at me and he said, Sheldon, let's go. I got your back. He phoned me in the mornings. The days I didn't want to get up, he got me up. He helped me with my shows. He helped me understand that, you know, I got this, and he gave me that brotherly support. And he hasn't had the easiest journey either. From the losing of his dad and like these things, and just seeing this man fight through everything and fight for something amazing. He fights for his family every day. He's a good, good human.
I'm gonna have a baby soon. Make babies. I've been practicing for a long time.
Okay. Yeah, you'd never be able to. Love hugs. I love giving Fred a hug.
You know, on to the next, I guess. But like, he's gonna be missed. Obviously, he's a big part of this business.
I just can't wait to have him all to myself. I can't wait. I just want him all to myself. I just want my best friend, my goof, just not even talking all the time. I just want to cruise. I just want to cruise and know he's right next to me. Yeah, that's it really. I just flipping love the Oak so much. I get him back now all to myself. Very selfish.
I was nervous for the farewell party. Initially, I was excited, but the more I thought about it, the sadder I became. I love every single person in that business, in Banta, like they're a family of mine. And what was initially an exciting new chapter, which it is, I think the closer it gets to that point, like it did at the farewell, you start to reflect on all this, maybe all the small things you kind of overlook on the day-to-day, the people you get to engage with, the laughs you have, the cool projects you get to work on. And coming towards the farewell, it was quite overwhelming. I felt a bit of sadness, I think, for the first time, actually looking at this going, it saddens me to leave this business, not in a way because, you know, nothing bad has happened, but it's just been such a beautiful experience. And when we got to the farewell, that flipped, and it just became a moment where I was filled with kind of presence. I was enjoying the people, I was enjoying the space. I was, you know, we were having tequilas, we had shots, the food was amazing, and I really embraced every amazing personality that I've had the privilege to work with in the last 4 years, and they're all amazing people. And I think that farewell party, because it was nothing short of a party,
also don't care, it's my farewell, fuck that,
was everything and more.
I can see it's almost emotional for him, I think, that he's kind of like taken the blindfold off and having a look around at what he's actually done. It's tangible now, you know.
No, I won't retire, bro. Do you know, I'll probably fucking get ill if I do nothing.
Oof. It's gonna be having the best time. Are you kidding me? Fred's made it in crypto. He's been here, he's grinded, he's built a lot of parts of this business. He's really like shown us how it's done in every single way. And he's a jack of all trades. And I think when he leaves, that's exactly what he's also going to be doing. I don't think he'll be able to sit still.
He's all about chilling, family, and trading meme coins for the few months to come.
I think there's going to be a lot of partying involved.
Oh, I think Fred will be back. We'll see Fred again. I'm not worried about that.
A lot of meme coin degeneracy.
He's going to become the CEO and king and lord of the smoking chicken fish gang.
Definitely some leverage trading.
I think he'll chill. I think he'll do a couple of deals here and there. I kind of think he'll still come and hang around here because, you know, I just think he's one of us.
Fred is obsessed currently with golf, but the amount of times he's come home from golf and said he's burning that bag of golf clubs. He's burning it. He's never playing it again. He's the worst ever. He hates golf, and then somehow it comes creeping back out again, and it's, you know. So I would say his obsession with golf is a thing right now, and it's probably going to shift to some paddle, and then it's going to shift to anything. But I think he just to kind of try anything and everything he didn't have time for during the day anymore. That's kind of his thing now. But yeah, you'll see. Two bad clubs and those things go flying the opposite direction and it'll be something else next.
I don't need crypto anymore. I'm a full-time golfer, Scotty Scheffler. You're out.
Banter's in his blood. Banter is in his blood, and there's this invisible golden cord that will never, ever, ever, it'll never be cut. And it's not a matter of never going back to Banter. It's just a matter of taking a break from Banter right now so that he can actually realize, I think, what he's done. But yeah, Banter will never be behind us. It'll always be with us. And yeah, I hope it's never behind us, ever. So Banter's not done, no.
Fred, from the bottom of my heart, bro, I just want to say I love you, dude. I want to say thank you so much for everything you've done for me, specific. Thank you for everything you've done in Banter. And just know we got your back for life, and I'm proud of you, bro. And I know your dad and your family is very proud of you, too.
Thank you, Fred.
Buddy, I couldn't have done this without you. You know, you were the best co-founder and co-pilot that I ever could have asked for at the time. And we had a fantastic, fantastic, fantastic relationship. We have a fantastic relationship. If you look around us and you look at what we've achieved in like no time, I don't think any business has achieved what me and you achieved in such a short period of time. I couldn't have done it without you. I was the business logic hard driver, and you were the empathy. You were the people's person. You translated my speed and aggression into, guys, we can do this, and you built it. You were an amazing builder. I kind of knew that if I gave you something to do, or if we decided that you're going to pursue something, you'd build it amazingly. You're an amazing delegator. You had an amazing ability to delegate stuff to people and build them to do what they were supposed to do or are supposed to do. And that's why today this business has so many working functional divisions, from the streaming team to the art direction team to everything else. I appreciate that your time, that you did what you had to do for the Peloton, and I appreciate that your time in this race is probably done. And of course I'm, filled with gratitude for everything that you did, not only from me, but from all the people around us and from the community, which is over 1 million people strong. I think that the contribution that you made to this industry through what we did here at Banter was unbelievable. And I think, big ups also for, we went through some rough times together. We went through the great times, but we also went through some really rough times, and we were attacked by people, credibility attacks. And you were there every step of the way, despite your anxieties. And Fred's a very soft person, and he took the attacks very seriously. But we did it. And I know it's probably time for you to tap out for a while, but I suspect, and probably many others that have been on this camera, I suspect that you'll be back pretty soon.